100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Good morning, everyone.
Back at it.
Yeah, certainly. How's everyone feeling around the team? Scott, ready to go?
We are firing this morning. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, well, by the time I left soccer coaching last night at about 10 to 10, by the time I left there, I got home, had to watch an episode of The Boys.
Oh, yes.
Then you go to bed, then you're scrolling, then you look at your phone and go, it's 11:30.
Yeah, wow.
That's a lot.
It's how it goes down.
Yeah,
all the time.
Now, have you trimming up your moustache lately? Because it's looking very, like,
thick,
neat and also manicured.
No, I'm going to get rid of it. It's getting going to the old chopping block, full Edward Scissorhands. Well, I got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, but
I am shaping up for this weekend.
I thought he was going to say, well, Britt doesn't like it when I kiss her with a moustache.
Oh, no, facial hair's the way to go.
Interesting.
No, I don't like it.
You're not
prickly.
A fan?
Prickly, I don't like it.
Okay, good.
This is a bit long for me. This where it currently
it's
is a bit long.
I could do with a trim. Like, if you did a bit more trimming, it could be a bit of a, you know, is it David Brent from the UK office?
Yes.
There's a bit of that vibe going on in terms of moustache.
Because I don't know what it's like. Do you find if you have like kind of a beard or a moustache that, you know, when you're eating a meat pie or having pasta, all the sauce gets stuck in your moustache?
Never.
Never. That problem. Oh, that'd probably be
I can eat my food without being an animal.
I cannot.
You know what? That is a good talent to have, Scott, and you should be proud.
Thank you.
Ari, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, it was good. Mum had a wonderful birthday.
That's right. How did the cake go?
It went down a treat.
Was it, in fact, moist?
It was moist, yes. It was a nice little dense cake. At least a quarter of it is gone already, so Mum had a couple of slices, which is good.
Yeah.
It was like this big cake, and I just wanted everyone to have as much as what they wanted. And yeah, so she really enjoyed it. I made her dinner as well. Dad took her out for lunch at Pippi's.
Oh, my God. She was spoiled.
She was spoiled, yes.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, did all the housework for her. Yeah, it was great.
Very good. Good days all round.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I'm slowly bringing my mum around to actually watching and liking one of the best sitcoms of all time.
What do you see as the best sitcom of all time?
Friends.
Hate it.
Yeah.
What a shocker of a show.
Anyway, let's not bring vibe down.
No, I think it's all right.
What an unfunny show.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
some
enough
bits
out
are
of
funny,
you boys. Anyway,
I reckon.
So Friends is one of my favourite shows, okay? It's something that it's kind of brain-numbing. It's, you know, seamless humour.
Relaxing.
You don't have to think, you know. So last night when I was having a late dinner, Mum's like, oh, I'll come sit down with you. Let's put something on telly and whatever. So we didn't want to watch the news. We already watched some of it. We didn't want to watch the extended news on Sky. So I decided to put some Friends on. And every time I put it on, she sits down and she watches it with me. She's actually giggling. So she's starting to enjoy it.
Know the characters and stuff. Question, when you're watching a show like this, do you go all in order or do you just pick at random?
Oh, it just depends. Usually I'll watch them in order, but you know how on free-to-air they'll just play whatever.
A random one.
Yeah. So we do that. We just put the free-to-air on and whatever. However, one question she did ask me, though, last night, she, like, saw these two characters in the room, which is Monica and Ross.
Sure.
Geller. Like, so these guys always seem to have scenes together. Are they, like, together in the show? Are they dating? Are they married? And I'm like, Mom, they're brother and sister. She goes, oh, I wouldn't have picked that. So anyway, anyone who knows Friends religiously will find that blasphemous.
I'd rather watch Sky News. Would rather have watched the news.
Okay,
well, that was the classic debate of the time, is Friends versus Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
You're a Seinfeld guy.
I'm Seinfeld through and through.
And I hate Seinfeld, so I haven't
even finished Seinfeld. And it's still better than Friends.
See, this is that's the classic debate of that early 2000s, was that, wasn't it? Or late 90s.
With a physical representation of the two-sided coin.
Exactly.
But then nothing compares to The Office. The Office takes the cake any day of the week.
I enjoyed The Office US probably more than those two.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I'm team office.
Yeah, well done. Me too.
I'm a traditionalist and I'll stick with friends. But anyway, Mum's coming around.
Yeah, you've got her on board finally after, yes, what, 25 years that, yep, they started? Oh, very good. You know what? You take what you can.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Blaxland, what have you got for us?
Look, a few stories around this morning, but one that I mentioned at 5:30 was Newcastle Council taking the next steps about a year-round aquatic facility at Lambton. Now, this has been going on for years and years and years and years. And apparently the War Memorial Swimming Centre at Lambton Park, mm-hmm, is going to have millions of dollars spent on it, and it's going to have indoor 25-metre pools and toddler pools, new gyms and all that sort of stuff. Beautiful. So, it's the council's got 5 inland pools around Newcastle, and so it's a good little boost for people who like going down to swim. Do you guys go down to swim at pools?
Well, yeah. Lambton was probably the one that I went to the most, other than West Walls End, uh-huh, indoor pool. But uh-huh, with this new indoor, I guess, development, yep, Blaxland, are they going to literally scrap everything that they've got?
No. It's enhancing.
Okay.
So just putting a bit of paint on it or something.
Yeah, and just building a gondola. What am I talking about? Building a shelter.
Ari, did you ever go off the top diving tower?
I couldn't go like right to the very top. I think I went to the middle distance.
Yeah, I think I went to the first one.
And that was it.
That's you didn't go to the top?
No.
Oh, I would have thought you'd be a top diving board.
No, not at all. I'm not Rihanna Ifland. I'm sorry. I don't do those other things. Look, one of the ones that I had on yesterday we didn't get to talk about, and if you have photographs taken of you while you're in intimate positions, it's not very good. But did you notice the researchers have captured the world's first images of the endangered Manning River turtle mating in the wild?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay. The so they put situation. They put survey teams across 17 sites around waterways near Gloucester and other areas to apparently uncover never-before scenes and clues about the lives of the Manning River turtles. So the video footage of the endangered turtles mating will now be used to shed light on the elusive species' behaviour and life cycle, helping scientists with their continuing conservation efforts.
So they're only found in the Manning River?
They are up there. They're the endangered Manning River turtles.
Wow. Fascinating.
Did they ask for their permission, though? That's what I want to know.
No, there's a lawsuit coming.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can see there is. You know what? Sometimes these environmentalists, they just go in and they don't even, like, ask for permission. They're not doing anything.
We just want to look at what you're doing.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, well.
Exactly.
But lesson for them then.
Anyway, so they're endangered, so they want to know how they do it, apparently.
There we go.
I thought it was obvious, but never mind.
Well, we're all learning a lesson, I guess. Right,
all right, guys.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
As one of the top tourism destinations around our great land, why anybody would want to leave Newcastle is beyond me.
Yeah, well, I don't know anymore.
Why would you want to get on a plane and go and check out a place like Barcelona in Spain?
Now you tempt me, Scott.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, they're having a over-tourism crisis to the point that locals are protesting the streets with water pistols and spraying tourists, telling them to go home.
Hang on, but what does over-tourism look like?
Yeah,
just kind
why?
Of paint a picture for me in my head.
Well, over-tourism is, well, obviously there's too many people in the city, so that it's destroying their natural landscape, it's destroying stuff for the local residents that do live, and the Spaniards that do live in Barcelona.
So it's a detriment to a lot of things.
It's a detriment to a lot of people and their livelihoods.
Now, I actually want to go to Spain next year, you know, and this is how
I don't want you.
This is how I'm imagining it, right? I'm walking through the streets, you know, and then I see, oh, look at that. There's a lovely tapas bar over there.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, that's where I am. And I will have my 19th beer of the week.
Or something,
yeah, that's it. Oh, they've got delicious, like, refreshing lagers and, you know, I will have
nachos.
That. But you're saying if I do that, you know, I'm there with my wife, Emmy, and Esme. They're going to shoot us with water. Is that what's happening?
Yep, they don't want you there by the looks of it. So they already charge a tourism tax in Barcelona. So every tourist that goes over there pays a daily fee, and it depends on where you're staying, whether you're staying in the, like, suburbia or whether you're staying in rural parts of the...
A lot of places have that.
Yeah, you pay that. Sucks. And that goes towards the government and maintaining and the upkeep of the city and things like that. And, I mean, tourism has brought in 12 million people in 2023 to Barcelona.
Wow.
Like, that's a lot of people.
That's
plus
a lot.
The additional cost that they pay to go and visit the beautiful city. It all adds up. Now, the Barcelonians are not very happy about the fact that there are so many tourists there, and there's been a big push for not just tourism, but quality tourism. So what they're trying to hike up the price of having tourists there. So your daily tourism fee is going to get hiked up. They're putting a ban on short-term rentals in some parts of the area.
I like Airbnb.
That's exactly right. They're putting a ban on them so that it's getting people to not stay there.
Oh, wow. This is no good. See, I was planning to go to Spain next year. I might just have to go to Nelson Bay instead.
Sounds like a safer option.
It certainly is. I'm going to get shot by a water pistol. That seems awful.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, so yesterday I had one of the great moments that can happen to a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my little Aldi shop, just a few bits and bobs, carrying it around, ready to go.
You got something for free?
No, no.
Oh.
No, no. Even better, I would say.
You made the trip inside in one go.
No.
All the shopping bags.
Well, no. I get up to the, like, paying bit, and there's somebody, like, unloading a massive trolley. Massive. And I was like, oh, I've only got like five things. And I got the old, you go front, mate, no dramas. Oh, my God.
I love that.
A salute to you, gentleman who was, ready. It looked like he'd come off a long shift as well.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because you said Aldi. There's only Aldi shoppers do that. No one else in any other supermarket
theory.
Do it. Well, no, it's true. Like, every time that I go to Aldi or Woolworths or Coles or whatever, it's always the Aldians, the Aldi shoppers, who go, oh, it's okay, you go in front of me, you got
interesting
less.
Interesting theory. Now, Scott, you are a supermarket expert.
I am.
Over 95 years of experience working in Coles and Woolworths.
Yes.
Do you think that's true as well?
I think it's incredibly false.
What?
Really? Have you seen that in other supermarkets?
I'm going to say a Woolies man.
Okay.
As a Woolies, a company man, Woolies man.
Yeah.
Woolies customers are the best customers.
And really?
They would let you go in front.
Interesting.
Never experienced that in my life.
There we go. Varying degrees of it. I'm going to go with Scott's opinion on this because he did work there for 75 to 80 years.
Fine.
More than that.
Oh, sorry.
More than that.
Coles and Woolworths.
Yes, exactly right.
Total. What was the total combined? 12 years?
12 and a half years between the two. Plus, don't forget the times that I spent merchandising for Coca-Cola, working for Helga's Bread. Supermarket genius over here.
An expert. So, there we go.
What a title.
New FM. Hey! We're going to
want to remember. The Novos on this day.
Yeah, let's jump into this. It is July 9 today, guys. So let's take a look back and see what happened on this day throughout time in 1776, 47 years ago, whatever it was. I don't even know if that's the same time frame. Anyway, the U.S. Declaration of Independence is read to George Washington's troop in New York. So I don't know a lot about U.S. history, but I feel like that's important.
The Declaration
of Independence is pretty important.
Yeah, it's right up there.
Read
to the troops. I'm assuming that's it. Yeah, that's good.
Well, back then, like, you didn't have, say, TV, right?
It
wasn't invented, so I couldn't just put it on TV.
True.
So to read stuff to people, how exhausting.
Well, I know more about George Washington because I watched the stage show Hamilton, and he appears in that.
And that's just facts right there.
It is.
So that's probably all you need.
Spitting raps and facts. I like it. Okay, also on July 9 in 1877, the first ever Wimbledon Tennis Championship begins, the first official lawn tennis tournament, men's singles only.
Now, Wimbledon, is that, what's going on with that one? I don't know a lot about tennis.
It's on the TV right now, actually.
Well, I was going to say,
The Demons doing well. Australia's number one. has pushed through to the top eight, which is fantastic.
Through to the quarters for the first time, I'm reading right now.
Yeah, so it's very good for the Demon. Like, he had a slump back in 2022 where he lost it from a two-set lead, but now he's back better than ever.
That's the thing with tennis. You can have big comebacks, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's really a sport that allows that.
We're still waiting for the comeback of the great Nick Kyrgios. Now, that's a controversial one, but Nick Kyrgios has got to be one of the most entertaining tennis players of all time. So it's a hill I'll die on.
Mm. There you go. Okay.
All right, let's move on to some films and TV shows for right now. July 9 in 1999, the coming-of-age film American Pie is released. That's controversial in itself. 2 years later, 2001, The Office, the mockumentary starring Ricky Gervais and Martin Freeman, premieres in the UK. So this is the UK version.
Yeah, around the team, I'm a US version person.
Yeah, we touched upon this earlier.
Yeah, what about yourself, Ari? UK or US?
Look, I think they're both different styles of comedy. Yeah. I don't mind the UK comedy.
Well, usually I like UK comedy better, but I think in the Office arena, US comes out on top. What about you, Scott?
It's one of the very few shows that when the US tried to make their own of it, they did it better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beyond that, I mean, Community, no, not any good.
Interesting.
What about The Inbetweeners? American version,
never
not
seen
any good.
That. No, I haven't even seen it. Wouldn't waste my time.
But going with The Office, whoever made that, Steve Carell, did very well.
I was going to say, yeah, he's probably my favourite actors of all time, Steve Carell, so that's the reason why I would watch it. And another major premiere was Barbie last year on this day, featuring Aussie treasure Margot Robbie, who is now allegedly pregnant. So there you go.
Allegedly.
And also moving on to some amazing celebrities, it's the one and only actor Tom Hanks' birthday today. He's turning 67. I watched You've Got Mail over the weekend for the first time, guys. It's so good. I love him.
Interesting. He's definitely a strong actor. What, favorite Tom Hanks film for you, Scott?
Forrest Gump.
I think it might be mine as
Without
well.
Without question.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's got Saving Private Ryan's great.
Oh, that is good too.
Woody in Toy Story. You can't go wrong. He was also in Elvis.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay.
It was Austin Butler. He was the star of the show.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And also O.J. Simpson. He died earlier this year. He would have been 77 today. And it's also July 9, Cow Appreciation Day. So my sister in law would love that because she has a PhD in cows. I don't know what she does.
Well, you were going to say because she's a cow.
I thought we'll lean her down that road.
No,
as well.
She works on farms with cows. She's very smart. And it's also National Dimples Day. So there you go. Flash your dimples, y'all.
Yeah, and high five a cow if you see one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's definitely the advice there. New FM. The Novos. The Novos. Chatting yesterday behind the scenes about fruit. Obviously, it's a big part of a lot of people's lives.
Yep.
You eat fruit, life goes on, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Got talking about apples, and I was like, oh, you know what would be a great name for an apple? Eve's Picks.
Adam and Eve. Yeah.
And Scott, being the supermarket expert that you are, you said, already been done.
Well, Eve apples exist.
That's right. I was like, damn it. I was like, that's really annoying. That's okay, though. Mm-hmm. I won't let my spirit be dampened. In fact, I'm opening my own fruit-based, like, branding consultant.
Okay.
Company, basically.
Where does this come from?
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be called Crevo's Big Brand Consulting, right? Or Crevo's BBC.
Ooh.
Is what we're calling it, right? Now, obviously, apples, you know, there's been there's a lot of talk about apples.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, let's go through some of the ones that are already out there and maybe we can improve on that and come up with a new name. And this will be like my first pitch book for the different fruit names I'm going to come up with at Crevo's BBC.
All righty, here we go.
First ones that are out there already, Common, Royal Gala, Fuji and Granny Smiths would probably be your biggest hitters out there.
Pink Lady, mate.
Pink Lady as well, man,
through and through.
Now, obviously, I was thinking, oh, Granny Smiths, that's pretty clever because they're capitalising on the Smiths chips branding being quite crunchy chips, right? So they're going, oh, these are a crunchy apple. Perfect, right?
Correlation does not equal causation in this, scenario.
Look, at Crevo's BBC, I'll have you know that it might.
Your marketing guy?
Yeah,
I am my marketing guy. So Smith's chips, they're pretty crunchy. But what about a kettle apple? Because they're even crunchier. That's going to be a great apple, right? Thoughts and feelings around the team?
I understand it now.
Do you think it'll be good, Ari?
I think it has legs.
Look, Scott.
I'm not convinced.
All right. buzzing that one out.
Okay,
that's all right. Not every idea can be a winner, you know? Right.
More of a Red Rock Deli guy myself.
There we go.
That's why.
Crystal Pepsi didn't go off. You know? All right, how about this one? For an idea. Pears at the moment. There's not many good brands of pears, is there?
Nashi pears.
You got your Packham, maybe your Williams, maybe your Nashi. And you go, they're pretty boring old names.
Yeah.
But what about Just Jeans? Better what? As a pear. That's good branding, right? And a collaboration. You could have the little Just Jeans logo on there and stuff.
And then vice versa. You could have on the jeans a little kind of
get your pair,
of a pair
into this. Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind it.
Yeah?
The marketing guy now deserves a raise.
Yeah, thank you. I will. I'll give myself 50% pay rise. How about this, right? Your banana space. Another space that's been boring for ages. Oh, organic. They put a little red, bit of stuff on the end. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Ladyfinger. You hardly see them around, do you? They're very good, but you don't see many.
Yeah. No.
And then you got your Cavendish. They're everywhere.
Yep.
Yawn, yawn, yawn. Mm. How about your Havana Browns? Thoughts and feelings. Because remember, do you guys remember this song? They're absolute. And you're like, no.
Oh, God. What a tune.
And you have this as the advertising. And they're massive bananas.
I'll raise you.
Yeah?
Gwen Stefani bananas. Because it is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
You're not joining my firm at Crevo's BBC. It's just not happening. It's an absolute no. Thank you, though. Good try.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I'm a bit of a sucker for cuddling up underneath some warm blankets with a hot chocolate and some popcorn, right? Especially with weather like this.
Oh, it's definitely like, you know, watching telly near a warm thing like weather, isn't it?
It is, but it also gets me in the mood to watch a lot of British television shows.
What
I'm a bit of a sucker for those as well.
Is it because it's like British weather outside at the moment?
Yeah, but also I like the different styles of drama that UK telly shows have. Like at the moment, I'm really considering signing up for BritBox. At least give it a 7-day trial.
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's got like heaps of, you know, Agatha Christie adaptations. It's got like a lot of Julian Fellowes productions, which if you don't know, Julian Fellowes directed and produced Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, yeah. So a lot of that type of thing and just some really kind of corny dramas. So I just kind of feel like a little bit
of... Are you going to do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to sign up to it today and see
report
what it's all
back.
About. Yeah.
Or does it come with an app?
I'm pretty sure it does, yeah.
Because I want another streaming service.
Yeah, but I want to see what...
Yeah,
what,
but just British.
I want to see what you've got on, like, what's on it. So bring in the app tomorrow when you sign up and I'll have a scroll because there is a few, like, British shows I wouldn't mind seeing that you could never find on TV. Mm.
Plus, I like a lot of period dramas as well, so they've got plenty of those. A lot of murder dramas. Yeah.
All that stuff, all the good
love
stuff.
Love it.
You've got 7-2 or whatever the channel is. It's just exclusively British stuff.
No, it's
not. Oh, that's... There is a lot on there, actually.
Is it called 7-2 or
7+.
No, there's something. It's whatever the second channel 7-1 is.
Yeah, right.
There's like channel 7, then 7 something, then 7-8.
I can never find anything that I like to watch on there, though.
Yeah, you want the Downton Abbey
clones.
I want
the good stuff. Really. I want the good stuff.
Free to wear is the good stuff. What are you talking about?
Not all the time.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And every now and then you come across a story or you come across a situation that makes you realise... Someone got fired for that, making that decision.
Definitely.
Somebody would have got the boot. I mean, I've seen it in workplaces over the journey that you go, if you did that or you did try doing that again, and you're out the door.
You are done and dusted.
Done and dusted. It can just be a single decision sometimes. A tourist attraction over in the UK, the Roman Baths in Bath. It's a basically step back in history to go look at the historical attraction.
So cool.
It's a stunning place.
Yeah, okay.
What it is doesn't matter. They take a lot of their donations and their money from people throwing coins into the physical baths.
Oh, is this for good luck?
Something like that.
They're just chucking it.
Yeah, people go, they think it's a wish.
Yeah. Well, it's not the Trevi Fountain.
Wow.
Well, they've decided...
It's the Baths and Bath.
Exactly. That throwing coins in and casting a wish would be better done by tapping your card instead. So they've set up card donations rather than cash donations into the pond or into the bath. And this has cost them $170,000 in donations by taking away the option of paying with cash.
Okay, so how much, when they've gone card only,
yeah,
put your coins back in your purse, ma'am, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they get beforehand?
Initially, they were making about $200,000
wow.
and in donations.
Per year.
Per year.
This would be
and
pounds.
This is people throwing, no, it's dollars.
Okay.
This is people throwing coins into the bath and they obviously scoop them out and use the money for whatever they want to
fixing
use it,
it
for.
Up. Yeah.
Someone has made the decision, be it right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, they've come out saying that it's due to a decline in cash, but also they want to preserve the baths because the coins are damaging the historical element of them.
Right.
So they've said, no more throwing coins in there. All your donations must be tap and go, pay wave, all that kind of stuff. Post-COVID lifestyle, all of that gear. And it's seen their donations go from $200,000 to 17,000
wow.
in a year. So some bright spark has cost them $170,000. Where did you stuff up at
work? Oh, that's a big stuff up.
I mean, if you're tapping by a card, you wouldn't want to donate any money, would you? Because there's something about going beep that takes all the magic of wishes out of it.
That's true. You're not throwing a coin into a water.
Yeah,
people like throwing
through.
Coins into water.
Yes.
They do. It begs the question, when have you stuffed up at work? 4967-4105. Let us know. Chance to win tickets to go check out the Knights take on the Broncos in a couple of weeks' time.
I watched one happen, one unfold mm-hmm. in front of me.
Tell me.
So years ago, working in South Newcastle, aka Sydney, mm-hmm. in an office building, mm-hmm. not that high, probably I was on the third floor or something,
yep.
and we were watching like roadworks going on in front of where we were working.
Yeah,
and to be honest, it was a pretty cruisy office job.
Mm.
So we'd just stand around a lot with coffees going. Oh,
people watching,
100%. You'd say, "Oh, what's he up to today?" You know, watching them there. They had like the like those mini digger things.
Oh, yeah,
it was quite a tight, you know, sort of urban space. And I watched a bloke cut through a water line.
Oh, no.
He didn't die before he digged. And we just watched this whole chaos unfurl. And honestly, there was a good fountain that came out of it. And you saw him, he just stood up in his digger thing and he stepped down off it, and it like hands on head like it was a cartoon. No.
Yeah, you'd walk home.
He walked away.
You'd go home, wouldn't you? You'd go, nope, the boss wouldn't want me here another second. I'm leaving.
4967-4105. When did you stuff up at work, or did you see one unfold?
I saw a bloke when I used to work at Coles. Customer service is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the customer does get the better of you, and you've got to handle that under your breath, but not Darren. No, no. Darren in the deli threw a hot roast chicken at a customer. I kid you not. He's lucky to have his job after that one.
When did you see a work stuff up unfold, or was it you?
To Maryland, Jen. Morning, Jen. What was the work stuff up?
Good morning, Groovers. How are we?
Great. Good. Fantastic.
I love that for you guys. Back in the COVID times, I was working in a building. I won't tell you for who.
Yeah.
And water was an issue, and I don't know why, but water was in, you know, those white vinegar bottles?
Yep.
That were delivered like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I filled up a kettle with one of them. Not only did I blow a spark in the kettle, I blew up every appliance in the kitchen, which is like the toaster, the microwave, the fridge, anything that was plugged in. Apparently I filled up the kettle with vinegar, actual vinegar.
Oh, my God.
Instead of water. And
I know.
Jeez. There's a good few $1,000s probably just in repairing all of that. Did you tell anyone? Have you still got the job?
Yeah, no, I left. I had to leave. It was never forgotten. So I was never to fill the kettle again. In fact, they got a tap with hot water from the sink.
For that exact reason, they gen-proofed it.
They've gen-proofed this whole situation.
1053 UFM.
The Novos.
Lowest.
Money, money, money.
Deluxe.
The
The school holidays are officially here. Take the kids along to go check out the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest. Win yourself entry and ride packages with us this morning by playing Lowest to Lux. Three items, put them in order from cheapest to the most expensive. You walk away with the tickets. You don't want to miss the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest happening July. Well, it's on now until the 21st of July, Nobby's Beach Reserve.
Now, this game, very easy. Mm-hmm. Prize, very good. If you're doing some simple math here, you're driving along, you're thinking, hang on, do I want something very good for very easy? Now's your chance.
And today's got a theme to it.
What is that?
So I can't tell you what the theme is.
Damn it, Scott, I'm not going to tell you. I tried to trick him.
4967-4105. Give us a buzz. We're heading to Ellalong. Michelle, good morning. You ready to play Lowest to Lux?
I am.
Wonderful. Michelle, today there's a theme to Lowest to Lux. A little earlier on in the show, Ari told us that it is Cow Appreciation Day today on the 9th of July.
That was really?
It is. So all three items have some sort of loose connection to cow.
Michelle, can you give us your best cow impression?
It sounded like a ghost cow.
I like that.
I will rate that. Michelle, if you're as good at Lowest to Lux as you are a cow impression, well, this prize is coming your way.
Cool.
Happy days. All right, let's kick things off, Michelle. Three items, cheapest to the most expensive. Starting with, according to the Rancher website, a cow. How much does a cow cost? The cost of a cow. Your second item is a sipper milk flavor straws for your chocolate milks and your strawberry milks. So they're those little plastic straws with the baubles of flavoring through them, and you suck the milk up through them and it transports the flavor through the balls into the milk. You know what I'm talking about, Michelle?
No idea.
Well, they're really? They're a multi-pack.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it's a multi-pack of flavoured straws from Woolworths Online, 140 grams. That's your second item. And your third item is a 12-piece small farm animal kit from Temu, which is basically...
My favourite.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what Temu is. It's like a Chinese version of Amazon.com.
That's it.
Yeah.
So your three items, how much for a cow, how much for sipper milk flavouring multi-pack straws, and how much for a 12-pack of small farm animals from Temu?
Okay, cheapest to most expensive is all we need. What's coming in at the cheapest?
I think the farm animals.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what?
The straws.
Okay. Are you sure you think? Okay, yep. And then what's the most expensive?
The cow.
Are you sure? Do you want to lock it in, Eddie?
I'll lock it in, Eddie.
All right, Eddie. It's done.
Kicking things off with a 12-pack of small farm animals from Temu. Set you back a whopping $4.25 for 12 animal pieces. That's not bad.
Michelle knows that Temu is pretty mad cheap.
It's a gold mine.
Oh, mate. I'm out. Shopaholic.
Are you now?
What was your as a side note? What was the best thing you bought off Temu, Michelle?
Oh, there's too many to mention. I've got heaps of good stuff.
Okay. Michelle gets it. Moving on to the sipper milk flavouring straws. The multi-pack. There's 40 of them, Michelle. 140 gram from Woolies Online will set you back $34.49.
Damn. That is expensive, isn't it?
Wow.
Now, I don't want to say they're a waste of money, but if you want to draw that conclusion, you could.
Now, Michelle, the big question is, will a cow in this economy cost more than, what was it, $34.49?
I'm pretty sure it will.
You are confident.
According to the Rancher website, Michelle, a little bit of background info is that the cattle price actually boomed back in 2020. That's when the price of a cow went up. And according to this website, you can pay up to $5,000 for a cow. Michelle!
Wow!
No wonder steaks are expensive.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's it.
Michelle is absolutely ecstatic at this point. You might not get to hear us, but you just need to know it. Congratulations. You are, in fact, Ella Long's favourite daughter. Well done, Michelle. Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, guys, when it comes to the world of gossip, celebrities, even our royals. I find that the general question when a member of the public eye goes a little bit quiet, we tend to play the guessing game of the where are they now? What are they doing? Sometimes it might cross your mind.
Sure, you know, of course.
What are they up to? Well, the rumours are true at the moment of the one Duchess or former Duchess. I can never tell if they're a former or still
are. Yeah, no longer a royal at
all. Duke and Duchess. Yeah, no longer royals. Meghan Markle. Sure. Of course, she famously married Prince Harry, or just Harry now.
Yeah.
She's just wrapped up filming a new show on Netflix, full Martha Stewarting her image, full on Martha Stewarting the game. By bringing us a new cooking show. She's trying to rebuild her image.
I don't know about her on a cooking show.
No. She doesn't look like a chef, does she?
No.
Doesn't look like the next Jamie Oliver.
Have you guys seen that during COVID, Selena Gomez filmed a cooking show?
I do remember
it's
that.
It's still going.
It is absolutely terrible.
It's adorable.
It is absolutely awful.
Selena Gomez is a completely different celebrity, though, to Megan.
Yeah, I know that. But all I'm saying is, just because you've got a cooking show, it doesn't mean it's going to be a good one.
Well, that's true. Plus, there are a dime a dozen.
There's many out there. So tell us more about what's going on with Meghan and her plans here.
Well, it doesn't really say much about it. It's all we don't know is that it's wrapped up filming. It's also going to feature things like gardening and entertaining stuff, which I don't know what that means. Probably like, oh, these are the glasses that you use when you have friends come over.
You know what? Here's the tip I'm hoping it's got.
Yeah.
How do you turn a one-time appearance on Deal or No Deal into a full career? Because that's
what,
the tip.
In suits. Yeah.
In suits. That's the real tip I want to know.
Hey, I've always defended Meghan Markle's role in suits. I think she does
a good job in that.
But as soon as she started dating Prince Harry, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to set myself up for life here. I'm going to become part of
the
family.
She already was set up for life.
No, she wasn't.
She would have been set up for life from suits. Surely.
No.
The royalties off suits would she literally be paying herself?
Well, true. Why do you think she's doing this show now? She needs some form of income.
Now.
Because Prince Harry is gone. Nah, I'm going away from the royal family.
Well, maybe included in this show will be information on how to
bag a prince.
Well, that
Thank
possibly.
You. I'd watch that. I need a prince in my life.
Or how to, you know, get rid of perhaps your biggest asset, that is your lifetime security detail, and how to lose all of that and have to pay for that out your own pocket.
Hate your family? Watch this show.
or want tips on how to hate your family? Also a good show to watch.
Oh, look, it'll either be a massive flop, which I think people are expecting it to be, or it might be quite interesting, so I'm going to give it a watch.
Remember the podcast that she did?
I never listened to it.
$20 million deal they signed with Spotify, lasted 12 episodes.
Is that
not
all?
Not renewed.
Wow.
Yeah, but who's the real winner here? She is.
Now, that's my next point. Maybe there'll be tips on this show on how to sign a $20 million deal for a podcast and only have to do 12 episodes.
Could be.
I'll be watching that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I've noticed I've done a little bit of the rounds lately of making my own tradition, and I didn't even know I was doing it.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
New tradition
yes.
time.
So since obviously moving back to Newcastle, I've realised that I don't actually know many places around me, like all the cafes and such. There's so many popping up everywhere. It doesn't matter where you live.
Cameron Park's a growing area.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the ones that, you know, are popping up around Warners Bay, Newcastle, Mayfield, all that jazz. So I've found myself going to a different cafe every week now.
Oh, this is fun. Well,
yeah.
Have you got a certain day or?
No, it doesn't really matter what
just
day
pick
it is.
At random.
Yeah, at random. Nice. For example, over the weekend I went to Patterson's Patisserie, which is at Charlestown Square in the kind of lower level there. The other week I went to the Hubro. The week before that I went to Praise Joe's. Like, you know, and I'm just discovering what's around me. So I've already got my list of the next two places that I want to try.
Ooh.
So Mads on York in Turralba and also Brennan's Warners Bay Esplanade. They're the next two.
Okay, so if you're from those cafes and you're listening, when you see Ari, you make sure you roll out the red carpet because she'll talk about it on the radio.
Make sure you've got the best coffee.
Yeah.
The best coffee available. The
best you've ever made.
And a toasty doesn't go too far either.
Yeah, and make sure it's free for Ari, because that's a minimum demand as maybe, a celebrity.
Maybe a gold coin donation could get me a good coffee. How does that sound?
So for $2.
So a discount.
A massive discount.
Yes, please.
Red carpet, free toasty.
I would love it.
Ari will give you a good shout out on the radio is what's going to happen. So you've heard it, where those places are, or if you know those people, let them know.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I'd never heard of this app before. It's called Life 360. Mm. Apparently, there's nearly 2 million monthly users on this thing.
2 million?
Nearly 2 million monthly users. They use that to track their kids.
Oh, so this is scary.
It's essentially, you know where your kid's phone is, or like an Apple AirTag type situation. Mm-hmm. Parents are right into tracking their kids these days. They want to know where they are at all times.
Well, I suppose because, you know, public transport is just, it's everywhere. It's so easily accessible. You just don't know where your kids are going to be off to.
Yeah, but I went on public transport as a kid.
Yeah, same.
And your parents don't know where you are. You just tell them where you're going.
Yeah.
And that's it.
When you may or may not be home.
Exactly. And kids these days, they've got phones.
Yeah.
They can ring you up and say, I'm at the bus stop or whatever.
Or you can ring them, yeah.
Like, there's so much immediacy contact, like context or contact available.
Yeah, that's true.
Is tracking really necessary?
There needs to be an element of trust with your kids.
Surely.
And this is coming from somebody that doesn't have kids, but you want to be able to trust your kids, and this screams helicopter parenting that you don't trust your kid, in essence.
It makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm not really sure why. Ari, what are your thoughts on this, tracking your kids?
Oh, well, look, my parents brought it up to me a couple of years ago. They're just like, well, maybe we should start tracking you. I'm like, you know where I am at all times.
Yeah, as a 25-year-old.
That seems unnecessary.
No, I'm 26. Thank you very much.
All right.
But this was a couple of years ago. But the thing is, I don't believe that tracking your kids is a necessity.
Right.
Like you say, Crevo. You know, you have phones now, and, you know, kids in, like, year two even have phones now. So you can easily call them up and find where they are and vice versa. I think if you're going to put a tracker on your kids' phones, it doesn't matter how old they are, there is going to be a distrust coming from your kids towards their parent figure.
Okay, playing the other side here just for a second.
Yep.
What if you got a kid that, you know, it's a bit naughty and likes to run
off. Pain in the bum.
Well, yeah, that's another way of putting it. Or they, you know, they're a bit erratic. You know, some kids are. They might lose track of time, or they, you know, they forget to call or whatever. What about that situation? You're a worried parent.
Lock them in the house.
I don't think that's the answer.
I think more than the trust situation, and I'll jump on the side that I think it's a bit odd. I think you do need to be able to trust your kids, but it kind of goes beyond the point of not being able to trust your kids. It's not being able to trust others.
Well, that's
the real crux of the matter here.
Yeah,
it's not that you're worried about what your kid's doing. It's what you're worried about others will do to your kid.
Mm.
That's the excuse my dad uses still to this day.
Yeah,
he's just like, I should still probably track your phone. I'm just like, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, that's right. And look, you're an adult, so that's a different situation.
I just won't come home.
I guess it's a modern age, and people are worried that there's, you know, criminals out there, or, you know, people that might want to harm your kids, and you're worried about that.
Triple zero is for teach them how to use 000.
Well, that's the thing. But this is what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Is tracking your kids right or wrong? Is this something you're doing? Or do you know somebody who's got this Life 360 app? Apparently, it's got a huge increase in the last year alone, 27% increase in users.
That's a massive jump.
So there's a lot of people doing this. I'm a bit unsure about the whole situation. Scott, it seems like you're pretty on the side of don't do it.
I wouldn't do it. We've got a poll running at @thenovos_ on our Instagram story. You can go and cast your vote. Thus far, 60% of people are saying that, yeah, it's all right to track kids.
Okay, so a lot of people saying yes.
The head and greeter first, Rachel Morning, tracking the kids, yes or no?
Well, I do have Life 360. I've had it now for over two and a half years.
Wow.
I find it more of a safety thing. especially when you've got an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old. But when they were younger, my son, he was quite young, and he was in the bush on a BMX and went over the handlebars and rang me and said, "Mum, I need help." And I was able to see exactly where he was in the bush of the location and pinpoint him. And then last year, another time, he went camping up the bush and got into some a bit of a situation where he was stuck up there and lost his car keys and couldn't get his car back. So we were able to find him. We've moved out. And, you know, growing up, I think life was a bit different when we were kids compared to now. Like, you just don't know. And I find it's a safety thing also.
Yeah,
when
right.
they've got their license, you can see how fast they're going in the car. So you're like...
Oh, you've just faded out there. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe it's your phone line. Let's go to Wall's End next.
Yeah, let's head to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What are your thoughts on tracking your kids?
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I use 360 myself. Yeah, he's 11 years old, and it's good to know that he gets to school safe. It's not that I don't trust him. It's everyone else that I don't trust.
That's fair. Okay. That seems to be the general thing, is that it's not the kids themselves. You want to know where they are because you don't know what others might do.
I guess so, yeah. It's very interesting.
There's a lot of mistrust in the world. Hey?
Temperature check on the situation. In Woodbury, Rick, what are your thoughts?
Definitely. I'm in a situation where the boot's on the other foot. The kids have the tracking device on me.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, do you, Kay, so on the reverse side of things, do you feel safe in knowing that they know where you are at all times?
Yeah.
You sound a bit unsure about the whole situation, Rick.
Well, even then, that puts it when you put the boot on the other foot. If you're worried about where the kids are up to as such, if they're able to track you, that would be safer in my eyes, or in one perspective.
To know where
your parents are, to know that your parents are only a stone's throw away as such.
Yeah, interesting way of thinking about it. Wrapping things up in Cessnock, Vanessa, what do you reckon?
Hi, yes, I'm the same. I have it, but my daughter put it on my phone when she went on placement. Nursing in the rural places for the last 18 months, 2 years.
Yeah, right. So she knows where you are at all times.
Well, yeah, but it was more for her as well. Like, she's a bit of a nervous driver, so the trips in and out of town, she's like, she would sometimes text and go, "Mum, if you're still up, do you want to watch me?" And then she'd send me a thumbs up, like a little, I don't know, the little notification thing that comes with it. I'm home safe, and I'll go, "Sweet, goodbye."
Home safe thing, I understand that if you're doing big trips, like I still message my folks when they get back to Newcastle, like I'm doing the drive from Sydney. Hey, made it.
Made it fine. Yeah.
But I do not and would not expect mum and dad to be sitting there watching my GPS go up the M1.
Yeah, especially then they'd know how many Macca's stops you
do. I was about to say that.
I feel a bit guilty.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, here's something I'm excited about. So, do you guys know about the show Clarkson's Farm?
Oh, yes. Absolutely do.
Have you guys watched it?
No.
Okay.
Only a couple of scenes. It is quite pathetically funny.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, essentially Jeremy Clarkson, who's famous from the Top Gear series as a presenter and stuff.
Over in the UK.
Yeah, has purchased a farm, a working farm, and is learning at his older age to be an actual farmer. And it is the pitfalls and him falling off tractors and, you know, just generally making a dunce of himself.
That's good gear.
Talk about your
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's
gear.
It.
It's
I see what
gear,
you did there.
Yeah.
But also he, like, raises issues around farming, how hard it is to make a dollar, you know, doing it. Anyway, this is an exciting development for the show because he has purchased in the local town his local pub.
Oh, good.
And he's going to turn that into like the restaurant where they sell the food from the farm. And you know that this is going to be a lot of like funny moments to ensue.
Yeah.
And the series will continue because that is a great development in the show.
That's also a great sense of, I guess, business sense, isn't it?
Yeah, and also he genuinely, well, from what I can see, it seems like he genuinely wants to build up that community.
Yeah.
So it's very cool, and I just can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
It'll be funny too.
Definitely. Something I'm excited. Him owning a pub, ridiculous.
A businessman doing business things like that, that's what you want to see.
Well, and he, like I said, he's accident prone and funny stuff happens. It's going to be great. And I'm sure it'll all play out on Amazon.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And a doctor has come out saying that you should audition your GPs before deciding which GP you want to go with. Now, I don't know about you, but the only GP I want to go with is the next available. That's it. I don't care about anything except for the fact that they're going to see me when and where I want to be seen.
I can't agree with that, to be honest.
You can't or you do?
Oh, I don't, because, you know, everybody wants a doctor for different needs and someone you can trust, especially. Like, I changed my doctor this year. I went from a male doctor who, you know, I grew up with, and that's fine. But I'm a 26-year-old female. The things that I want to talk about and get sorted, I have to have a proper woman doctor who's trained in all the things womanhood.
But do you audition your doctor?
Interesting question.
Do you sit there and go, like, does this doctor meet my needs?
I guess so.
Really?
Sort of. Like, while you're there, if you don't like them again, screw them. Yeah. Don't see them
again.
Move
on to the next one. Yeah.
No, I'm about, if it's next available is the only doctor for me. Yeah. That's who I want to go and
see. Well, it shows you have a great trust in our Australian medical system.
And why wouldn't you?
I don't.
Why wouldn't you? Best in the world.
That is best in the world.
Medicare forever.
That's true.
Famously.
Medicare.
It begs the question, what if you were to start auditioning people for everyday jobs around the house?
I love this.
If you were to put the same level of care and diligence into making sure that you got the right plumber, the right electrician, the right air conditioner installer into your house.
Ooh.
So you've gone around the team. We've each picked an occupation with a couple of questions that we would use to vet the person coming into your home or the job that you have picked. Now, I've grown up in a household of locksmiths. My old man ran a locksmith business for many, many years. So mine's all about locksmiths.
Okay.
So to pick the right locksmith, first question
you've got to ask. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Hey, see? To pick the right locksmith, first question you've got to ask them is, how is their eyesight? Because if they can see the key, then surely I can as well. So when I'm looking for the key, as long as they can see it, so can I.
Okay.
Then I'd ask them to tell me about their third birthday party. Why specifically their third? Because even if they're 18 years old, or even if they're 16 years old, starting the apprenticeship, it's a good 13, 15 years ago. If they can remember something that happened 15 years ago, then they can remember where I left my keys.
I don't remember what happened last week, so...
You'd be a terrible locksmith then.
Yeah, me too.
You would be an absolutely terrible locksmith. And finally, I'd ask them before I let them in my house, I'd say, what is your deepest, darkest secret? And if they were too quick to divulge what their deepest, darkest secret was, I definitely wouldn't buy a safe from them. Because they can't keep a secret.
And they'll tell everyone the combination.
That's exactly right. If they can't keep it safe, they're not getting the sale of the safe.
Oh, good. Mm. Interesting. And also, yeah, we now know Scott has a lot of money in cash hanging around. And trust issues because he wants to buy a safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, hey, locksmith, what's the combination to Scott's safe? And he'll just tell you straight away.
If they're going to divulge secrets, then no. Okay. Not at all. You don't want them. You got to check these things out before you invite this random locksmith into your home.
All right.
Just thought this through.
Ari, have you got one that comes to mind?
Absolutely do. Well, mine is some questions for someone applying to be my hairdresser.
Oh, yeah.
So I have trust issues when it comes to hair. I usually cut my own hair because I can't trust anyone else to do it. But if I had to get another one, here's what I would ask them. The first would be, would you have scissors for toes or scissors for fingers? Toes would be my answer because it shows that you would go above and beyond for your craft.
Right, so you'll cut, even though it's so inconvenient, you'd do it. I like that.
Yep, you practice. The second one would be, a bit of a who would you rather in this scenario? Miley Cyrus, Pink, or Jennifer Lopez? Which fan are you? If they choose J-Lo, that's the right answer because they have good taste in their style for hair.
Oh, right.
Okay. Whereas
good.
Pink and Miley Cyrus are very questionable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a no.
So that's I can trust you if you have good taste in J-Lo's hair because she has beautiful hair. The last question I would say is, do you have a plain ham, cheese and tomato toasty or one of the weird spaghetti bolognese jaffles? Because if they choose the plain Jane, you know they're less likely to take risks with your hair.
Ooh, I like that. And you don't want a risk take with your hair.
No,
you
do not. You've experienced that a few times, Scott.
Well, last time I got a haircut, he took the old risk and actually cut me.
Yeah, that's it. You should have asked the tomato toasty question, right? All right, for me, I've picked butcher. Right? So I reckon the first thing you've got to ask them is what car they drive, right?
Okay.
Because for some reason, and I don't know why, I just trust a butcher who has like a V8 of some sort.
I have
no reasoning behind it.
So if they drove a Honda Civic, you wouldn't buy your sausages from them?
No, I certainly wouldn't.
Because the V8 is like a rigid-edged stereotype of an Aussie?
Maybe. Okay. I'm not sure why. Okay, the other thing I would want to know is, circling back to our healthcare situation, when did you last visit the doctor, right? And because I want to know if they're healthy, right? If they're like, oh, I go for my, you know, yearly checkup, blah, blah, blah. No good. No good as a butcher. Because I want the meat that's got all the marbling and fat through it. I want my meat to be unhealthy.
Oh, okay. So you don't want a health-conscious bloke.
No, because that's it. I wouldn't trust a skinny butcher at all. Because I know that they're not eating enough meat. Some vegan one. It's a no from me.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I would argue that our region is quite well known for its footballing. So I'm not just talking about, you know, rugby league or touch football. I'm talking about the real football, which is soccer.
Controversial to some people.
That will annoy some people, yes.
For me, not too bothered.
Okay, that's good. We can move on. We do have a lot of amazing grassroots soccer clubs around here. There's probably like, well, I don't know, above 20 or so that I know just in general. But
what are some of your favourites?
Oh, Edgeworth Eagles all the way, my local.
Okay, so that's your top club?
No, I mean, Newcastle Croatia are fantastic. Bell Swans, they slap. They're great. Minmay Rangers, they're a bit of a fun club.
Bell Swans slap.
The Wall's End Devils.
Ari, in the words of Ari, they slap.
Go the Wall's End Red Devils. This next story is going to be fantastic for all the young kids out there and those teenagers who want to continue playing and maybe want to develop a career. One of the nation's greatest sports stars, Sam Kerr. Everyone knows Matilda's star, Sam Kerr.
Sure.
Yep. Well, she's launching her first New South Wales Regional Football School right here in Newcastle this month.
That's big. Is she going to be here to teach the kids? Is that her just doing one-on-one?
Well, it appears so. So the Matilda Striker, she will kick off the initiative at the University of Newcastle's grounds. So this is over at the uni, which is generally where the Jets train during
okay.
the week as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right.
So it's called Sam Kerr Football, or SKF, is designed to help girls and boys aged between 3 to 14 years old fall in love with the game.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Mm. Right in time for the Olympics as well.
Wow, true.
Well, that and the fact of it is school holidays. Now, usually what happens around Newcastle as well is there's little soccer camps or soccer clinics that happen every school holidays
okay.
where a lot of technical directors and football coaches, they'll take like a cohort of young kids, whatever, for a couple of days, and it's like a camp. And they teach you skills, how to read the game, tactical development, all that.
How have you done these types of camps before as a kid?
I've participated in a few. I've also helped out a lot as well. My dad, being a professional football coach, he used to do these technical clinics all the time. He's doing one this week as well. So they're really, really, really good to develop your mindset. So this is a one-day masterclass with Sam Kerr on July 17. It is almost sold out, while the weekly gatherings begin from the 23rd of July.
Get your tickets.
But this is some good news as well. There are also some plans to open more sessions to meet the market demand. How good.
Now, if you cast your mind back, Ari,
yeah.
as a young girl playing soccer mm-hmm. in Newcastle, mm-hmm. chance comes up to get a lesson from Sam Kerr. Mm-hmm. What is your feeling in that moment?
Oh, absolutely, you would. You would not want to miss out on that. I mean, I knew the Van Egmonds growing up as well, so anything that we got to learn from Emily was fantastic, and her dad, Gary. So, you know, all these stars that are amongst us here in Newcastle, you must take advantage of it.
That's it. So
and
get
while
involved.
Sam's injured. Get her training people.
Yeah.
Share the knowledge.
Now, would you like to get a lesson with her now, Ari? Oh,
absolutely. But the only thing is, though, she wouldn't compare to my dad. My dad's the goat.
That's a nice thing to say. Very nice. 100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And 180 tables are getting set up at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. There's going to be a lot of trading, a lot of dress-ups for Newcastle Collecticon.
I've never heard of this.
That's coming in a couple of weeks' time. It's the first ever one they're having in Newcastle, the 28th of July. You can book your tickets now online. Only runs for a couple of hours during the day, so you want to get in early, get your trading done. And look, get involved in the phenomenon that is cosplaying. And all the pop culture elements of our Dungeons and Dragons, of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Lots going on for Collecticon.
You're a big fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I am.
What is the costume you enjoy wearing the most from it?
Whoa,
if you say Captain America, I will high-five you.
Can't say I wear too many of them, but if I had to pick one, I'd obviously be Iron Man.
Obviously.
Do you know a series that I'm watching at the moment? It's called The Boys. Definitely not one for the faint-hearted. Definitely not one for the kids. definitely not. But one of their characters in that, as a comic book character, because it is based on a comic book, he wears black jeans, black boots, a black dries-a-bone jacket, and a floral shirt. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I could go as Billy Butcher.
Oh,
100%. That would work treat.
That's your regular weekend outfit,
though. That's what I wear. That's what I kick around in normally. So why not get dressed up as Butcher and I'll fit right into Newcastle Collecticon.
You are just a superhero just on your regular days, aren't you?
I am.
Well done, Scott.
So true. I mean, you are one of the Newcastle's unsung heroes and you don't get enough praise.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would not.
UFM. The Novos.
And I guess into the role of parent. I think sort of parenting videos and stuff are being fed to me via the algorithm.
Of course they are.
So this mumfluencer who is on TikTok.
Mumfluencer, I like that.
Yeah, I just made that up. But it's a thing, I'm guessing.
And then a dadfluencer, that's you.
Well, I hope not. I hope not in this way. She's got TikTok video. She's talking about when the kids come over for play dates, right? No. She's got a few. Obviously, her house must be a bit better because kids keep coming to her house for play dates, right?
Okay.
She started asking the parents that send the kids over for money. So she's saying, every time the kids come over, I want $15. And here's,
15?
Here's what it's for. So this is what she cited as the expenses. It's a bit of a like report, comes through on an Excel or something.
Sure.
Chalk for the drawing on the chalkboard, wear and tear on the couch, as well as the price of the child using supplies in the bathroom 3 times. Went to the toilet 3 times. Toilet paper, I guess. Water, soap. Don't this situation.
Yeah, that's no good. That does not pass the pub test, does it?
That is ridiculous. I mean, okay, here's what I will say. When you're a kid and you get into that, like, play date stage.
Love them.
There are some houses that you end up going to all the time because it's better, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got more fun items, I guess. More games, they have a pool, they have better food. Do you remember the JJ's packets? Packet of JJ's chips?
Good, like the little noodle snack things.
Yeah. There was always one family that had those, so that's the house that we went to.
You went to based on the snack?
And Nutella.
And nothing has changed in your life?
Nope.
You still follow the snacks?
Absolutely.
What about, Scott, when you were a kid, was there a house you went to a lot was a playdate house?
Well, it's not so much as a kid, but we had, as young adults, as 18, 19, 20-year-olds, it was always my mate's place because his parents bought the booze.
That
was the place. And so they never asked for any money. I often pitched in, but they never asked for any money.
Are you?
God bless. Oh,
God, he's a hero, isn't he?
I am.
And you know what?
Put me on a coin.
Doesn't get enough recognition the things he does along the way.
Friends' parents are the real heroes of this story.
Certainly are. For me, there was a a mate of mine had a Nintendo 64.
And yeah.
Which was just absolutely superb. And there was, like, no limit on it. We could play whatever games we wanted as late as we wanted.
Whoa.
He stayed over there. And his mum was a really good cook. So it was an absolute no-brainer. We were at his place all the time. I reckon every weekend for about 2 years, it was, like, Nintendo 64 and his mum's good cooking.
We had one bloke in primary school who was always always up for having people over at his house because both of his folks worked.
Oh.
So he was the one that always had the free house.
Wow.
So
nice.
Particularly heading into the latter years of primary school, it was always, well, he was the only child, so it was like, oh, somebody come keep me company.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you can't ask for money, but I think some of these parents that are like the target houses,
yeah,
they probably deserve some money on reflection.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, Scott,
yes.
This is a wrap on the show for today.
Yay! Tuesday.
Tuesday done and dusted for us. What are you up to for the rest of the day, Ari?
Well, because it is raining up a storm outside, I think it's a good time to trial BritBox, what I was talking about earlier on in the show.
Yeah, I've seen the ads for this.
Yes.
A lot of a new streaming service for you.
Well, it's I wouldn't
Take
say
a
it's
gift.
new.
Yeah, but new to you.
It is new to me. I really love UK television shows and films. I find them really quirky and their drama is quite different. So, yeah, I'm going to trial that for a week and see how we go.
Excellent. Scott, what are you up to?
Trivia's on tonight. SJ's Beaumont Street in Hamilton,
oh,
7 o'clock.
Nice.
Come along, mention you heard it on the radio, get a bonus point.
That's it.
Not
a
two.
Guarantee.
Nah, just one.
Bugger.
Just one.
Make it like 10 and I'll be there.
Absolutely not. No, 1 point's all you need. It's a good trivia night.
There okay. we go. That should be a great night. Also, we've got to give away our prize. Congratulations
yes.
to Jenny in Maryland, who's won a double to the Knights versus Broncos.
Yeah, that's next weekend, right,
Certainly
guys?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Saturday, 20th of July, McDonald Jones Stadium. Buy your tickets or win them with us.
And something to jump on as well, at the Novos _, we're currently running a poll of do you or do you not track your kids digitally.
That's
and
right.
Something we, all three of us, were a bit shocked by is how common this actually is.
Mm.
So far, the stats are sitting at 80% of votes saying that it is right for parents to digitally track their kids.
That's a lot.
That's huge.
Feel uncomfortable about it, but hey, it seems very, very common. That is us done for the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Catch
Bye.
Ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.